Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Thank you for joining us for Season 2 of South Haven Business Beat. Our presenting sponsor is TJ Animation Workshop.
On the surface, an animated video can give viewers an overview of what your organization does or simply educate your audience on a topic. Under the surface, your content can pique a viewer's interest enough that they initiate contact with you, and hopefully, you come away with an opportunity. But how do animated videos accomplish these things? Animated videos are computerized images that move. With animation, we are able to put a heavy focus on the message that your viewer receives. We do this by reinforcing the audio with video. For example, if the goal of your animated video was to increase awareness about how you serve your customers, then we would create a video that shines a spotlight on the problem you solve, the solution, and the process you go through to get that solution. With the visuals being an animation, your viewers aren't going to want to take their eyes off the screen.
Contact TJ's Animation Workshop today. Call 662-590-8301.
And now here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Hello, I'm Aaron Kozort, and this is another episode, a very special episode of South Haven Business Beat. We are here with the Bouchelon brothers, and we are going to talk about the history of South Haven, and they know it because they lived it. What are some stories that exist from either one of your all's past about things that occurred in South Haven that just kind of stick out in your memory?
Well,
good stuff. Now.
It's a lot of things going on that people wouldn't want to see today, you know. They had the old motel over there.
Right.
In 51.
Used to have
Tell Fortunes.
Yeah. You know, Madame Bell.
Madame Bell.
Yeah. And
Ann's Lounge.
Who?
Ann's Lounge.
Oh, yeah. But it's...
I don't know anything about it, but I just heard about it.
You didn't frequent? But it's just where you've seen it's been, things have changed for the best.
Right.
And that's what people, these were young people down here, and they wanted the best things for the city. The first baseball field was over here in South Haven Elementary School.
Right.
Right behind it, yeah.
Yeah, right under the hole. And then I coached ball there. John Grisham played ball there when he was a little boy. A lot of these grown men here in this town now grew up here.
Absolutely.
You know, and it was something to do. I used to haul them around in my pickup, kids around in my pickup, you know.
Were you part of Cherry Valley when they developed Cherry Valley, or it? You know,
Over on, that was Walls.
No, Cherry Valley in South Haven on
the... Oh, yeah, that was...
I thought you were the JCs part of that or just Civic Group?
Well, no, we was involved in that.
Okay, so Cherry Valley is being redeveloped. Mayor Musselwhite had mentioned something about putting some type of bicycle and skate park over there. Mm-hmm. It's really going to be nice.
Yeah.
Our kids grew up playing ball there. And such as Darren Musselwhite and others, and that was a big part of the beginning, giving kids and families an opportunity to do things together.
Right.
Now,
right.
Luke McGuire had a garden shop on the east side of Dale's Restaurant, which mm-hmm. is another building there. And he gave a lot of kids opportunities to work part-time there.
Right.
And these are different businesses I can probably mention, and Pet can probably mention, that gave kids opportunities in the beginning to work after school.
Right, right.
Learn work ethic and stuff like that.
Sure.
If you worked for Lou McGuire, you had work ethic.
Yeah, you did.
You did not sit
but
down.
But there were so many great people in this town when it started.
Yeah.
They were all wanting to be part of the town, you know.
Right. Right.
It was unusual situation where people wanted to be involved with them to help.
Right.
Help the kids grow, you know, and everything. It's just amazing. how involved the people were back in that day. Because, you know, they were coming out of Memphis trying to get a chief home.
Sure.
You know, undoubtedly it was good homes because they still standing.
Right, right. That's true. Right.
You know, and it was just a togetherness thing.
Sure.
More or less.
So, you know, as you look back at the history of South Haven, you have a number of people that we've already talked about, the mayor for one and others, who they grew up here, they're still here. And I think that's one of the things that's interesting about South Haven is as the city has grown, the opportunities have grown. And quite often when you look at America, you see people who have left one place and moved to somewhere else to find opportunity. South Haven is a shining example of you can stay here and there's opportunity.
It is.
And I think that is one of the telltale signs of quality leadership, is that opportunities are nurtured and grown inside of a community instead of all of the population having to go look to moving somewhere else in order to find opportunity.
Right. Well, I think that's a really good point, because that's what has brought South Haven to this point, which is roughly 60 years
right.
of existence, a little over maybe 65. But if we don't go forward with the same investment of our time and efforts, whether it be civic clubs, through it be school PTAs,
right.
PTOs as they call them today, we'll lose that.
Absolutely.
So it's very important that we look back at history, but it's also very important that we realize we are living history
yes.
right now
yes.
as we do this podcast, which never knew this didn't exist not very long ago. And so it's a wonderful reminder of we've got to pass it on.
Right. So we've talked a little bit about your family. Tell me some more about your all's family.
Well, tell them who your first employee was.
My mama. When nobody take it for 2 hours a day, I didn't pay it but $2.
Right.
Huh? $2 an hour?
No, $2.
$2 I paid $2?
Paid her $2. She had to drive from Hernando up here.
Right.
But nobody wanted to work.
Right.
You know.
For only 2 hours.
Right, right. And it wasn't no benefits or nothing. It was just working.
Sure.
In 25
just so years, happens, my first employee was also my mother.
Really?
So we got something in common.
Well, his mother worked for him. So his mom was the employee of Peck.
Yeah.
But she went to do help Peck out.
Right.
You know, I need to hire a part-time person, but it's only 2 hours. Can you help me out?
Right.
And she said yes.
Yeah, again.
And 25 years later, she retired from the postal system.
That is amazing. That is amazing. and so it leads me to conclude the saying of yes when opportunities come, right. even if it's not something anybody else would say yes to, is something that runs in somebody's family.
Well, I think it should run in our society, and I think that's a wonderful opening you gave us about the saying yes.
It's when you realize that when you give back to others, when you do things that benefit others, there are things that come back to you in ways you never would have imagined, in opportunities you never would have received, because you decided to care more about someone else than you cared about yourself, because you decided to do something for someone else, not just because of what they could do for you.
Absolutely.
And so you find the opportunity to build from the ground. One of the things that always comes to mind is where the Apostle Paul says, I didn't want to go where someone else had already gone.
Right.
You know, he wanted to go and he wanted to preach the gospel somewhere where someone else hadn't already been.
Right. Right.
He didn't want to build on somebody else's work.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he couldn't operate alone. And when you look at all the things we've discussed so far, one of the things that comes out in my mind is that while your father was working to develop things in the county, he wasn't trying to do it all himself. When you were trying to run the post office, you weren't trying to do it all yourself. You have to find other people who will join you in that operation. When you started Rotary, you didn't start it all by yourself. No. One person isn't the fulcrum of everything that needs to happen in change. And so you have to build bridges. You have to build opportunities. You have to grow opportunities.
And don't burn them.
And make sure by integrity that you don't burn those bridges as you cross them. So what are some of the golden opportunities you see in South Haven and DeSoto County's future?
One of the main things is over your sewage system.
Yeah.
I remember when they had it all down, not all of it, they had most of it down in the Cherry Valley.
That's right. It used to be lagoons.
Mm-hmm. And then it used to be behind, on the south side of Ratsco, behind those buildings there was a big two big lagoons. But where they brought this to today, they used to have it running out on the ground out here in the country. I mean, mm-hmm.
That's before zoning.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
I mean, the health-wise, you know, providing healthy places for people to live.
Right.
To be able to do it. The water system, they got a great water system here.
Yes.
And the fire department, look what the fire department got. Yeah. Look at the police department. I remember when the policeman got killed up here in Mississippi Valley and up there.
Is that Mr. Key?
Huh? No, he was from Hernandez got killed. This was Lance Boy.
Oh, okay, Billy Lance.
Yeah.
Billy Lance.
But I mean,
went to Northwest with him.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen where they progress so by giving people safety.
Yes.
Give them learning. They got some of the best school in this county now, of the whole state. You have a lot of people coming out of Memphis here.
Yes.
To utilize education. But there's so many things that people have improved on over the years in this county. It's unreal. It's just, I mean, it's just like a golden egg you find, you know.
Yes.
It's benefited so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality leaders we've had in this county, in South Haven, I've known all of those ever since I was a little boy. Carlton Aldi, he worked for Mississippi Power Light at the time, and
our first mayor.
Right.
He come from down in West Mississippi, and your famous mayor. Now he really did good. He come from Possum Neck. You know where Possum Neck?
No, sir.
It's on the east side of West.
Okay.
Down in Holmes County.
It's
a wonderful community of people and.
Well, ask your mayor next time where he's from.
All right.
When he tells you something different, say, no, I believe you come across the Big Black River down at around Kosciuszko. But
he'll admit it. That's very prideful for me, too.
We're proud of our heritage, where we come from.
Sure.
But,
which includes possibly.
Yes.
But that's the name of town. It was back in the day before the Depression, it had 2 millionaires living there.
Oh, wow.
One by 10 people was 2 million.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Would you like to be a sponsor? Contact Debbie King at 662-342-6114 for more information. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Aaron Kozort.
You know, so as you think about the city and the growth of the city and where the city's at, obviously we know and it gets highlighted often that the crime coming out of Memphis is a problem. But I think the Sheriff Tuggle is very focused on working on that, and Mayor Mosa White is very focused on that. We had an interview with the mayor just recently, and when I asked him, I said, what else would you like to talk about? He said, well, I want to talk about one of the things nobody else wants to talk about. I want to talk about crime.
Right.
It's a focus, but it's also highlighting that there are segments of society in our region that are being left behind. But one of the things that I've always liked about South Haven is the nature of the fact that the city is an inclusive city to give opportunity to people if they're willing to work,
right,
if they're willing to educate themselves. The opportunities that exist aren't for a small segment of society. It's for anyone who's willing to have the diligence and integrity to stand up and work,
right,
and benefit their own outcome. And I think that's one of the things that's excellent about South Haven is everybody at any echelon of the city has the opportunity to learn, to grow, to educate themselves, to better themselves, and to build a foundation for their own family.
I agree. I would say add to the civic clubs we've already mentioned is our churches. We've got Brown Missionary Baptist Church. We've got Compel Church. We across the county developed the DeSoto County Dream Center in Horn Lake that helps educate students that are at risk of falling behind, and they're giving back those churches, those memberships, and it's wonderful to see. Across the board, as you said, it doesn't matter who they are, we want to help.
Absolutely.
And we want to, you know, that type of mindset in our community, our county, supports what the law enforcement is doing.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a big battle, and we mm-hmm. need to realize they're out there every day for our protection, as Peckett said earlier. Same thing for the fire department, our emergency responders.
Yes.
So it's wonderful to see that in action. One obstacle that we have, and we're going to always have obstacles to overcome, the sewage system that has been Horn Lake Creek is potentially going to be shut down from allowing them to flow it that way.
Right.
But it will be done. It
sure.
will be done. And that's to the benefit of the county, because before we got the federal funds to for sewage treatment, they were almost shutting down new subdivisions.
Right,
and,
right.
But that was overcome, and new subdivisions were developed.
Yep.
More good people moved in looking for good opportunities for their families and their businesses. And I just see a bright future if we keep our eye on the goal, and that's a goal of integrity.
Well, you know, what you're highlighting is obstacles are often identifiers for opportunities.
Yes.
And so when you can turn an obstacle into an opportunity, you utilize that as leverage to grow, to further. When people don't face difficulty, they don't grow.
No.
When you know, in order to accomplish anything of value, you've got to go through the obstacles. You've got to go through the difficulties. You've got to overcome the hardships. But what you realize is those are the things that build you. Those are the things that build a city. It's when individuals run into those obstacles and they stop, and they turn around or they quit, and they decide to not overcome the obstacle that you find a city beginning to decrease. You find a city beginning to get old, and they lose the opportunities because they didn't decide to overcome the obstacles.
And those obstacles, as you're saying, obstacles bring people together where
yes.
they would not have come together, but of this particular need, and let's do it together.
Yes,
is one of the wonderful
you build
benefits.
Bridges, you build opportunities, you build teams, and you build relationships that last a lifetime.
Absolutely.
Through overcoming something that's difficult.
Well, you've seen it in South Haven.
Yeah.
You know, it can come from nothing to what it is today, one of the largest towns. People want to be involved to help their neighbor.
Absolutely.
Know? It's just unreal how gracious people are to one another, and they would do anything to help a neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, it's just been unreal.
Well, I think our school system is a good component or example of that. You had to sell bonds,
right,
which people were against. But I don't think DeSoto County has ever voted down a bond, I forgot what they're referred to.
Right, right.
For building, providing more funds to build more buildings, more schools.
Right.
And that's just another good example of the people, you know, to say, I don't even have kids in the school,
right,
but I'm voting for the bond issue.
Right. Right.
Because I want those kids to have proper buildings, classrooms, teachers, et cetera.
It's one of those required acts that it seems small or it seems something that someone says, I don't think we should be doing that. I don't think we should be taking on debt in order to build. But it, when you build a foundation, that foundation pays back in so many ways. But when you fail to build the foundation, you always are in the same scenario. Right. You've never created the opportunity for success because you never invested in success. Right. And I think that's one of the things that South Haven's really become a good shining example for in Northwest Mississippi is investing in success that takes time. It takes time, diligence, and effort, and planning, and focus in order to pay off. But because we're focused on building in the community, not just building what, you know, the richest person in the community wants, but building something that helps the community at large be able to grow, it makes a difference long term.
Oh, yeah. But you can tell the difference between a hill and a delta, too.
Yes.
About, you see the delta deteriorating because they weren't after the industry, and that on the industry that they had was farming.
Right.
And that's all they was interested in.
Some good folks, but...
Yeah, you know. They're good people. I mean, but up here, the growth here was for labor.
That's right.
And these people here provided labor for all of Memphis at one time. They all went to Memphis to work every day.
Right, right.
But they were more involved with one another. It's kind of just see how they grew together to do things.
Right.
It's just, I don't know.
I think that's one of the things that's interesting. You know, quite often when you see a town that is a suburb of a big city like Memphis, you find a lot of the people leave the town to go work.
Yeah.
But in South Haven, you have a very... very much a thriving community of business. You have a focused business in an industrial plant just right here in South Haven, where people can live here, they can work here. And I know one of Mayor Musselwhite's focuses have been not only live here and work here, but play here, you know, have entertainment opportunities, have things like Snowden Grove Amphitheater, as well as the ballparks here, have the upcoming project adding on to Lander Center, where you have a conference center that can bring tourism opportunities, that can bring business opportunities into this town. And it's just that mindset that says it's more than just a city. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity to grow. It's an opportunity to thrive.
To be a part of.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's exciting to be a part of this podcast to share a little bit of history here.
Absolutely. Well, we're so glad that you all took the opportunity to come out today. We're grateful for the Chamber of Commerce for not only being the fulcrum behind this podcast, but giving us the opportunity to record here at their location here in the training room. And we're grateful for you stopping in and listening to another episode of South Haven Business Beat, this special episode about the history of South Haven, getting a chance to learn things about times maybe some of us never lived through, but seeing where things started, seeing how they grew, and seeing the diligence and the mindset of people with integrity who built what all of us are getting to take part in today and build the future by working together and saying yes. I think that's a great thing and a great message to take from today's episode. Thank you for watching South Haven Business Beat. Thank you for listening. And we hope you will continue to support the work of the South Haven Chamber. We hope that your business and your family are benefited by everything that South Haven brings to this community. And thank you. Have a great day.
Please visit www.southhavenbusinessbeat.com for more episodes. We would like to thank the following sponsor.
Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life.
This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Want to join the South Haven Chamber? Visit www.southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.